Like most transportation buzzwords, bus rapid transit, or BRT, doesn't totally convey the excitement that many transportation enthusiasts feel about it.
It's a hot, new type of service for the nation.
That's Timothy Wilder. He's a service development manager with Transfort, the city's bus service. We're standing at the MAX stop at the downtown transit center in Fort Collins.
And part of the reason that it's more attractive, especially for communities like Fort Collins, is that it's less expensive generally, or a lot less expensive than a rail system would be.
Even though it uses buses, BRT still feels more like a train transit experience. Riders board from platforms that are level with the buses. Tickets are bought in advance.
It does operate differently, and it operates more efficiently for most people. So that's what makes it so special, I think, is that it gets you around the community more efficiently than a normal bus.
And they don't sound or look like your average bus. The Fort Collins fleet consists of six 60-foot articulated or jointed buses that run on compressed natural gas. They're pretty fast and extremely quiet. You can barely hear them pulling up to the city's 12 stations and two transit centers.
MAX route, destination.
You're scaring my drivers.
Candace Folkers is teaching new drivers how to operate the buses. She says there's a lot to learn, everything from operating gates that separate dedicated roads for MAX buses to getting the right distance between the loading platforms and the bus. So what's the hardest part?
Just the fact that it bends in the middle. So when you're coming into a stop, a lot of times you'll have your front end nice and straight, but then your back end's out. That takes a little getting used to, that you have to get the whole thing lined up.
And practice makes perfect. The average training includes 135 dockings per session. But just because MAX buses are running along the Mason Street corridor, that doesn't mean that the service is open for business. Actual passenger service doesn't begin until mid-May. Denise White is a public information coordinator for Fort Collins.
If you're out at the stations and you see the stations, you see a lot of activity going on there now. The call boxes are uncovered. The LED screens are up. You might actually hear some of the audio announcements going on. All of that's part of testing and training right now.
White says the route will be free for the first 3 months, and down the road, riders will have to get used to route changes as the Mason Corridor fills out and Foothills Mall is remodeled.
This is kind of a living organism, so as we roll it out and if we see we need to make some changes, as developments build on the corridor and we see other demands, it's kind of a work in progress. It's a legacy project that we're looking at having for Fort Collins for the next 20, 50, 100 years, hopefully.
And right now, no detail is too small. Inside the MAX bus, Transfort's Timothy Wilder points out a handful of metal bars emerging from the ceiling towards the back of the bus. It's where bikes will be hung vertically.
We are evaluating whether this is a good long-term solution or whether there are easier ways that people could store their bikes on the bus. So one of those ways may be to bring roller bike on and put it in a rack.
Some decisions will be driven by passenger feedback. Others will come from data collected in the buses, which can count the number of people boarding and disembarking at every station.
Whether we stop at every single station or not, a lot of different characteristics like that get evaluated and tweaked over time just to make the bus more efficient.
But before Fort Collins can tweak the system, it has to launch it. That comes Saturday, May 10th. It's the start of what the city hopes will be decades of service. For KUNC, I'm Grace Hood.